World Water Week participants will aim to find solutions and ways forward related to the complexities surrounding sanitation and water supply, with a spotlight on sanitation, ecosystem management, economic development. Issues will be addressed in an effort to integrate this important theme in the global water debate. While water supply for public and private use is usually prioritized in financial and political debate, less attention goes to the downstream effects and consequences of untreated or wastewater. To stress how climate change adaptation in water management is paramount and a matter of sheer survival for billions of people, also two water and climate days will be held at World Water Week. Some of the topics that will be discussed there are water and sanitation under changing climatic conditions, the implications to the water sector vulnerability in hotspots such as flood-prone lowlands or drought-prone drylands, or the role of finance in responding to the major challenges that the water sector is facing.
And so why is IUCN involved in this?
It is under the overarching theme of sanitation that the IUCN Water Program is co-convening a seminar to better understand the relationship between healthy environmental flows and the human communities. Especially in the developing world, the health of rural communities is inextricably and directly linked to their natural environment. People's health and livelihood depend on the goods and services nature provides, such as food, clean fresh water, fuel, and so forth. And one of the fundamental requirements for maintaining healthy aquatic ecosystem is the preservation of the natural flow regime, including sufficient quantity and quality. In this case, we refer to environmental flows, the water provided within a river, wetland, or coastal zone, to maintain a healthy ecosystem and the benefits it provides to people, to animal species and livelihoods. But besides that seminar, IUCN will be involved in the exhibitions as well at two different booths, one with the Global Environmental Flows Network and one on climate change that is coordinated by UNESCO IHA Institute for Water Education. IUCN will be also involved in the workshop titled Water After Use, Protecting Health and Ecosystems, and in delivering a speech on improved global freshwater governance and the 1997 UN Water Course Convention.
So what concrete achievements are we hoping can come out of this meeting?
In general, we hope that the special focus placed on sanitation will help evaluate the progress made during the International Year of Sanitation in a more critical way as it's been done before, and most importantly, maybe also help drive this progress forward. And this is not only because investing in improved sanitation and hygiene saves lives, but also because it helps eradicate poverty and so ensures true environmental sustainability. Secondly, we hope that the Stockholm event will help the water sector pay more attention to the expected impacts of climate change on future water resources, more than it's been done so far. Regretfully, water managers around the world are often unaware of the changes that are likely to occur in the world's hydrological cycle, and this over the next few decades. A more intelligent management of water resources is essential to the well-being of people, to their economic growth, and to the environment. So, if coupled with a balanced approach to land, water, and natural resources in general, integrated water resources management can improve resilience in watersheds and facilitates the development of sustainable, efficient, and equitable systems.